This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now are Radio.com Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. He's also the host of the Prevent Defense and NFL podcast out right now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. As always, insider calls are brought to you by our friends on Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian, thanks for coming on the program. How you been, buddy?
Well, I'm great. It's good to talk to you guys. I mean, it's hump day here in the NFL, and, you know, this, you blink right now, this league is going to go right by us here. So I'm just trying to still capture a few things that happened from Sunday as I start looking ahead to this weekend's games.
Yeah, I can't believe that we're already sitting here, week five.
I know.
And because it seems like it just got underway, and we're just starting to see the leaves change type of thing. So you've got a few teams that are undefeated. I don't even know what to make of San Francisco yet. I'll deal with that in a minute. But the Green Bay Packers sitting at 4-1, breathing down the neck of a team in Detroit coming into town who went toe-to-toe. They beat Philadelphia on the road. They went toe-to-toe with Kansas City at their place. I don't know what to make of this matchup, but are the Packers for real in your mind?
Yeah, I think they're for real. I mean, I think that there's a lot of room for improvement. But, you know, that was, you know, to have 10 days and get ready to go down to Dallas and, you know, take the Cowboys apart, be up, I think, 31-3 at one point. It's not about really – it's about a couple things in this league. And one of them is just the turnover ratio. Right now they're right at the top of the league with the New England Patriots. And that's one of the ways that you get to 4-1 or get to a really good record and to find out if you're real. If you're taking care of the football and taking it away on the other side, and Mike Pettine's doing a good job with a lot of new parts, and it's not perfect yet, but, you know, I mean, you can see the roles that have already been disseminated to certain players and what they're doing, what they're asking Preston to do, what they're asking Zadarius to do, Rashawn Gary. And, you know, I mean, they played a dime defense. They played two linebackers. I mean, they played all these different looks. And so that's what, you know, Mike Pettine does. And offensively, look, I mean, I'm a big Aaron Jones fan, but that was one of the great days by a Packer running back that I could remember in a long, long time.
Yeah, they don't usually run the ball a whole lot. We were just sitting here listening to Aaron Rodgers in the last segment talk with Brett Favre and also some of the things that he reiterated in the postgame press conference saying, look, I don't need statistics. I've already got that. All I want is wins right now. Did you ever think you'd ever see the day in which a Green Bay Packers team gets a win and Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a touchdown pass?
Well, I mean, it's a new offense, and I think, you know, that's all, you know, they're trying to figure all that out, and you're without an elite wide receiver, you know, in Devontae. And, who would have thought that you could still score like they did without Davante Adams? But, look, I mean, there's nobody in the 60-year history of the Dallas Cowboys that has run for 4 touchdowns in a game against them until Aaron Jones did it. You know, and for a kid from the 915, that's a big deal in El Paso. You know, he grew up a Cowboy fan and watching them and be able to do that against the Cowboys, that's a distinguished honor. But, yes, I mean, they didn't need them. I mean, if you could score from the red zone by running it from 18 yards out, 5 yards out, to the yard out, I mean, that makes every quarterback's job easier. And I'm not sure that they have a great red zone offense yet. I mean, it struggled against Philadelphia in that department. And that's one of the things that, you know, we're going to find out about this Packers team, probably starting this week with Detroit, because they've got a very, very good secondary. And in fact, they're one of the best secondaries in football. And all you have to do is just watch that Kansas City game 2 weeks ago.
When you look at the rest of this division, the Bears, after a tough loss over in London, you've got Minnesota, who's kind of rebounded. I had mentioned Detroit coming into this contest. Is this the best division in football right now?
Well, I don't know if it's the best, you know, but I think it's the most. Nobody knows who's going to win this division right now. You know, it's completely up for grabs. You could say the East, in the NFC East, it's the Eagles and Cowboys going to fight it out. And, you know, you could look at the West and you could say, you know, there's 3 really good teams there right now, in San Francisco and the Rams and Seattle. But, you know, from top to bottom, you know, probably the most balanced, you know, equal right now. Because I could see Detroit is certainly involved in this in the conversation in the NFC North right now. And we know what the Bears defense is capable of doing it. You know, and this Minnesota Vikings team, like, they looked a lot better last week. And they're going to see a really good Eagles team this week. So, you know, I think all these, each week, one of these weeks, you're just going to reveal more and more about the divisions and about teams.
I want to go back to San Francisco. San Francisco, an undefeated team. Their teams that they have faced collectively are sitting now at 5-15. How good is San Francisco?
Well, they do a lot of things well. I mean, they're the number one rushing team in football. It was evidenced against a good defense at Cleveland on Monday night. Mike McDaniels, the run game coordinator, look, I mean, Kyle Shanahan will never let him leave. He could be offered the head coaching job of the Dallas Cowboys. He's not letting him out of the building. This guy is near genius. And you look at all the little subtle things that the 49ers do, and it doesn't matter if it's Matt Breida on the opening play of the game going 83 yards, or if it's Tevin Coleman or Raheem Mostert or, heck, George Kittle on a ghost motion sweep. I mean, that team can run the football. And so that's always a good bromide, you know, to kind of figure things out. And that defensive front, they've got five number one draft picks on the defensive line. And it was sort of the coming out party for Nick Bosa on Monday night. But, you know, DeForest Buckner is capable of doing that. Dee Ford has done that. I mean, it's a talented group. So they've got a lot of good things going for it right now. And they're going to get tested this week on their visit to the Rams.
I wanted to also ask you about the rest of the NFC. Now, there's probably four or five teams that are in there, but the one that doesn't get talked about nearly enough, and I think he's having a spectacular season, and I hate to say it, but Seattle and Russell Wilson, he has had an amazing year so far.
He has. You know, the last time we all saw him was on national TV on Thursday night. And, look, the throw to Tyler Lockett in the corner of the end zone, I mean, maybe Patrick Mahomes can make that throw, but not many people in this league can make that throw or would even attempt to throw. You know, and he's started 117 straight games for Seattle. You know, he's the undisputed quarterback leader. You know, and there's nothing he can't do. So, and he does everything well, and he's the team is well coached by Pete Carroll. And, you know, Jadeveon Clowney's just starting to get into shape after missing the whole offseason. And Ziggy Ansah and their number one pick, LJ Collier, they're going to get better on defense as the season goes along, as those linemen really start to figure things out. You know, and so I think they're a team that's really good right now, but I think they have a chance to get better. Because the one thing about Pete Carroll throughout his history is he's not afraid to play young players, even like their number one pick, LJ Collier. And those young players will make mistakes early in the year, but he's gambling and betting on those players being seasoned pros by the time you get to the end of the year. And we see it every year with them playing young players that get better as the season goes along. And I think that's what the Seattle Seahawks team is going to be.
Sitting here talking with Brian Baldinger from Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. They're getting it done without Drew Brees. Tell me about the Saints, because it's been the Alvin Kamara show, but Teddy Bridgewater has, I think, impressed a lot of people where he's picked up where Drew Brees left off.
Well, I mean, they're just a total team. I mean, they shut the Cowboys down 2 weeks ago. You know, Zeke Elliott ran for 35 yards. You know, under 2 yards of carry. I mean, they do everything well. I mean, they're the essence of a team. No Drew Brees, no problem. And, you know, Teddy's a part of it. Teddy played great last week. But even when Teddy struggled, even up in Seattle, I mean, Alvin Kamara was a one-man show. And last week, Michael Thomas looked like, you know, the $100 million wide receiver that the Saints made him to be. And anybody that thinks that anybody can just walk into New Orleans or take New Orleans on the road and pierce that defense – look, Marshawn Lattimore is traveling with your number one wide receiver anywhere he goes, and he's going to make it awfully difficult. And Marcus Davenport just keeps getting better and better. I mean, he doesn't even know how good he can be yet. It's a really good defensive front. Sheldon Rankins is back. The linebacking core is underestimated. I mean, they just are winning these games right now as a total team. And Teddy's a part of it, but they're going to be a better team when Drew Brees actually returns.
I want to go over to the AFC real quick, because we know the Patriots are the cream of the crop and Kansas City is going to be there, but what they're doing in Buffalo has opened a lot of eyes. Buffalo went toe-to-toe with New England. Now, ultimately, they didn't win, but nevertheless, I really like what Josh Allen is doing. Frank Gore looks a little bit rejuvenated. I like that offensive line. I think they've done some good things there. Ed Oliver, who they picked up the defensive tackle, the first-round draft choice this year. Tell me about Buffalo. Do they really have a legitimate shot at getting deep into the postseason, or is it just going to be New England and everybody else?
Well, I mean, you know, Tom Brady had his worst game since 2006 against him 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that defense is real. Now, Sean McDermott is, you know, he's got it's just a real, if you watch them, it's a very difficult scheme to figure out. Brady struggled with it. The Tennessee Titans were awful against the last week. And, you know, they just have really good pieces, really put together well. And so defensively, they keep the score down. They run the football. You know, and Josh Allen is, look, all the guys that they brought in free agency, whether it's John Brown or Cole Beasley, they've hit on all of them. And they've got, you know, a young player in Dawson Knox, a tight end that looks like he's going to be a really good player. They rebuilt the offensive line. They brought in a new offensive line coach. They're doing everything well. I mean, they're 4-1 for a reason. I mean, they can compete with anybody, and that's how they think. You go to Tennessee, and you keep the Titans to one touchdown after what Mariota did the week before. I mean, that's, you know, they're stacking wins, and they're stacking good games together. And you can just tell that they're improving, and they're for real, and they'll be in playoff contention all the way to the end.
Brian, it's always good to chat with you. I certainly appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you more down the road because it's been an exciting season so far. There's no doubt about it. And I think it's really wide open, probably as wide open as I can remember in a long, long time, specifically on the NFC side, man.
I agree. I can't wait for week 6 to get started here tomorrow night.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you down the road, okay?
All right. My pleasure, guys. Thanks.
There you go. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Making sure to go check out his podcast, Prevent Defense. Prevent Defense. Insider calls are all brought to you by our friends on Indeed. Indeed, you can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. That's post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Always good to get Baldy on the program. Joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Telling you about my friends at Van Horn Automotive. And as a matter of fact, I just made the appointment. I'm going to go out and get a couple things done to the truck. And loving it, absolutely loving it. The kids love it. As a matter of fact, it rides really nice. And the first thing they say is, can we get in the new truck? You know why? Basically because they love the new truck smell, the new car smell. But as that wears off, just an enjoyable ride. And I threw the tonneau cover open the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and threw a bunch of stuff, taking to Goodwill. And it just makes things easy to haul around. It's classy enough. We went to 5 o'clock Steakhouse the other night, valeted it. You know, it's got all the bells and whistles on it. Just enjoying it from our friends out there in Oconomowoc. But Van Horn, they're all over the state. 15 dealerships in the state of Wisconsin alone, outside of the state as well. They have dealerships. Check out VanHornAuto.com. They are the exclusive dealer of the 90-day test drive. That's exactly the way it sounds. 90 days. Take it, enjoy it, live it, learn it, love it, and then bring it back if you don't like it. And they'll try to get you into something else that fits your lifestyle, fits your budget, maybe fits your budget even better. Bells, whistles, whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. Check out my friends at Van Horn Automotive. Go to VanHornAuto.com. Again, that's VanHornAuto.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.